Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. I was just telling Jason I'm all excited. And I said, I bought something, and I'm so excited about it. And I said, it has a door and it has vents. And he said, a porta potty. I said, how'd you know? He says, for the campground, right? And I said, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Kathy's with us in Ohio, domestic engineering. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. I wanted to ask you, how's your campsite going?
Oh, I got to tell you, we have been working on it day and night. I've been unavailable via telephone, as you know, people try to call, and that's why, class. Yesterday, we took hundreds of pictures and moving video of the campgrounds, and our son went to a mapping site on the internet, and he plotted the points of the campsite, and the exterior perimeter of the campsite is 1 mile long. The length of the campsite within the fenced in area is about 4/10 of a mile long, and the square footage of the campsite is 644,000 square feet. So if you look at the average home, if you say the average home in the United States is 2,000 square feet, this campsite would, if you put the homes end to end, you know, put them all together, it'd be the size of 322 homes. And we have currently 6 campsites on there. So I'm all excited, Kathy. It is, we've got the video and the audio of the bullfrogs and the birds, and there's a chestnut grove, there's a persimmon grove. The chestnuts are growing on the trees. The guests can pick the chestnuts and take some with them. There's tens of thousands of rocks that they can select one. We can't have every guest take, you know, 50 rocks. We won't have any left. I actually think this is going to work. So I'm really, really excited. And the porta potty was a big deal for us because we had to figure out exactly how we could have, sanitary facility. And, I'm working on the water with, you know, washing sink and that kind of thing. And that's coming. And the playground and the tire run and, you know, like a military tire run where the guys put, and gals put one leg in each tire, and they run down there. So it's for adults and children of all ages. And we're working on a tire swing with a rear tire of a tractor tire, so it's like 5 feet in diameter. And real horseshoes with real horseshoes, not the kind that you buy at the store. They're made out of aluminum, and they're huge. This is real horseshoes from real horses, and used, of course. And you probably call them Amish horseshoes, maybe. And we have the fire pits. I have 6 fire pits with crushed stone around them, you know, to keep them safe. I think it's pretty neat, Kathy. So I was wondering, what suggestions, based on what I've said, would you have if you were camping? What would you like to see?
Well, Vince, it sounds beautiful. I think just the peace and quiet in nature, I just think it allows you to unwind from all the hectic things of life. I don't know, Vince, because I never did a lot of camping. My husband's not into camping. He said he camped enough when he was in the Army. So I know. So that was how I knew that when we got married, there was no camping. But I just think the beauty of, as long as you have a fire pit and you have water and you have a place to sleep, I just think that sounds really nice, Ben. I just think that to be so serene and tranquil and just to view nature. I know, I believe I told this before, but when I was a young girl, our old neighbors moved back to Wisconsin, and one of the people had a beef cattle, and the other ones had a dairy farm, and I just fell in love with it. It was so quiet and such a different atmosphere, and the people were kinder. I just fell in love with the country, and that might be what would really be nice, especially for parents and the children, if they said, we want more of this. That's what I see will probably happen best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and let me explain the reason for the fence. The reason for the fence is we can do something without chemicals, and we have our farm is called Natural Farms, and we don't use pesticides and herbicides. So what we can do, and what we are doing, is we'll run the cows through the campsite. And what happens is there are ticks. There's just no question about it. If you're going camping, there's ticks. Well, if the cows walk through, they'll clean up any brush, and the ticks will jump on the cows, and the cows will carry them off. So they do. The cows do some amazing things. It's like a lawn service almost, and an extermination company. Except that, you know, they pick up the ticks. So the reason we have the fence is prior to the guests coming, you know, weeks prior, the cows will clean up the area, and then the cows go on the other side of the fence so that the cows don't say, "Who are these people with these tents?" And, you know, kind of wander in. So we don't want them, the cows wandering into tents and, you know, saying hi to everybody, because some people, cows are really nice at a distance. It's not like a bull run. It's not like that at all. Our cows are really gentle because they, you know, they're used to us. They're used to people. But what we wanted to do is, have the cows on the other side of the fence. So, you know, if the youngsters and the adults want to see what cows are like, they can look right, you know, right over the fence, and they can see them. But they'll be nestled in the woods, and every campsite is along the creek, every single one. So we have an overhead. It's 50 feet long, about 15 feet deep, 12 to 15 feet deep. It's an overhead, and it's really tall. It's the overhead from one side of a red barn. And that's where, you know, the picnic tables can be, and the cooking can be right next to that. And the washing, you know, can be right there, too. And and that's where the playground area is for the children. We have enough hay to build a fort, you know, nice, fresh, rolled hay, 1,000-pound rolls. And we're going to place them so that the children can, you know, play hide-and-seek. And with two entrances, and you know, no one gets trapped in there. There's always a way out. So we're very concerned about the children's safety. We're concerned about the adult safety. We're concerned about where the vehicles will be if, you know, campers come in. So that's separate from the play area, so children are safe. And we want to make it really pleasant. And Kathy, I think we're doing something that is just flat out not done. And I've been working on the text for this and the pictures, and early on I decided to offer a money back guarantee, kind of like what we offer with our radio classes. If, you know, anyone's unsatisfied, they can turn the radio over and ask for a full refund for everything they paid. Well, and of course I'm joking, but as far as the campsite's concerned, I want to offer a money back guarantee. So if someone pulls up and says, you know what, they come in the morning, let's say they show up at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they say, you know what, this isn't what we thought. They'll get their money back if they leave by noon. And it's as simple as that. You know, And we do not want any unhappy guests. We really want them to say that was one of life's 10 most memorable events. You know, the blue eggs, the grass-fed beef, the grass-fed beef jerky, you know, the free-range pasture-raised chickens, seeing the cows, the nature, the sounds of the bullfrogs, the sounds of the birds, the rocks, the tranquility, the peace. That's what we offer. And I think it's really not in privacy. It's really not a commercial campground per se. And one of the things I've been toying with, I've been asked a bunch of emails saying, hey, when can we come? When can we come? Well, about 2 to 3 weeks is what we're thinking. And there's no way to make reservations yet. But just send me an email if you want, instructor@usaprepares.com, instructor@usaprepares.com, and I'll respond. But we wanted to make it memorable, different, and educational. And we have a scavenger hunt, and the scavenger hunt is to identify trees. So where do walnuts go? Where do walnuts come from? Well, we have walnut trees that are well over 100 years old. And there's a walnut tree grove. There's a persimmon tree grove. And you can, you know, the scavenger hunt is to identify the trees and types of rocks and different animals. And turkey live here, wild turkey. So you probably see some turkey feathers. It is a nature preserve, preserved with a P. It really is. So one of the things I'm toying with is to make this a membership kind of a thing. Not to charge a lot of money for membership, but just to have a membership so we can decide who's coming and who's not. Because, frankly, this is where we live. This is our farm. Okay, this is our house. There is not a gum wrapper on the entire farm. Not one. And we want to keep it that way. So, any thoughts?
You know, Vince, I think the children, and my thoughts, the first thing they'll probably do is be attracted to the water. There's something about a creek and the water. That's the first thing the kids do is go out to our pond. And yeah, I'm sure you have fish and you have the frogs and all that. But there, I think the kids will be looking for feathers and pretty little stones and acorns and rocks and pretty leaves. It's just how kids are. They just notice that stuff. And it'll be probably things they can't get in their own yard or in their own area. So I think they're going to be attracted to all of it. But my guess is the first thing they're going to want to do is check out the water. That's the first thing my grandkids do.
There's something very interesting here in Missouri. And I've never seen it before moving to Missouri. When we lived in Virginia, there was a creek that ran through our farm. And it was always turbid. The water was always, you know, had particles in it, and from running, not from pollution per se, but just running through the dirt. Well, here the water is crystal clear as it runs down the creek, crystal clear, and so you can see the fish in the water. You know, it's kind of like the difference between if you go to the Caribbean islands and you look at the water and it's just this wonderful crystal clear water, then you look at the Atlantic or Pacific Oceans and it's something wrong with it. It's like green and or brown with trash. We have crystal clear water here. When it's, you know, raining, not necessarily during the rain, but when the wet weather has already happened and there's plenty of water. It's beautiful. We'll be right back. Arjun is on the line. We'll be with you in a minute.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us in Ohio, and Arjun's on the line. Be with Arjun in just a second. I just wanted to finish this very quickly. So, class, the idea of the club is, well, you're in a club already at USA Prepares. You are different from, you know, those who just have radio running in the background as noise. That's not who you are, okay? So you are of a different mindset. You want to do better. You want to learn things. You are constantly on the path to improve. Everything that you do. That's who we are. Okay, so that's kind of a club right there. Well, that's why I want to have, I'm toying with the idea of having a club for this campground. The other thing is, we have a pond that we're working on a path to get to. And it won't be ready this year, I don't think. So we have some work to do on the pond. But this would be a pond for fishing. And you can sit on the edge of the pond and fish. And there are catfish in the pond. We've already stocked it years and years and years ago as a preparedness measure. So that's a possibility as well. It's not going to be this camping season, but probably next year we should have that. Arjun, welcome. It's so good to have you on the air with us.
Hello, Vincent. Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning.
And likewise, you know, like it's always a pleasure talking to you and Kathy. And the things that I was actually, you know, like in my house, what happened, I actually went out, you know, like for 1 week And like, so I turned off my electricity, means like I shut down my electricity from the main power switch, and then like I shut off my water as well. So people actually knew that like I was not in the house, and I actually only have like one car. And so, you know, like when I went out for 1 week, I took my car. So people can determine that like nobody is in the house from outside. So what happened was like when I came back, the things are like what I saw is that like I put like some light outside. That light actually, you know, I connected it to a switch in like through a wire. And that light, you know, like it will actually just it will switch on like if it detects something, and you like switch off after 10 seconds or 1 minute or 3 minutes, you know, like you can program that. So the thing is that like there was a wire connected to this light, so somebody actually stole this wire, and also there was another extension cord I had outside the house. This extension cord was connected to the wire that goes on top of the pipe, water pipe, which actually heats the pipe in like in winters. So somebody stole that extension cord as well. And like I discovered this like when I came yesterday, and and I don't know like how should I tackle this, you know, like I mean like moving forward, like would I have like issues, you know, like somebody, I think like nobody came inside the house because all the doors were locked, and you know, like I saw like there was one window open, but like that could have opened because of the winds, and that actually happens quite often, and I closed it, and but like I saw like nobody actually came into the house except the mouse. I saw like the mouse might have came, but like I saw like nothing is stolen inside the house. But from outside, they stole these wires, you know, and, you know, like, so that's, I don't know, like, how should I tackle this? How should I, what should I do in this situation, you know, if you have any suggestions, you think, you know.
Yeah. I do. And Arjun, you've been working on the website 5minuteuniversity.com, which is the book of lessons that are not taught in school. So there are three lessons in the book. It's not quite available for sale yet, but there are three lessons that deal with this security issue. And let's talk about the extension cord, because this is kind of funny. So there's something that you can do to keep a perfectly – is this extension cord orange, for example?
This was green in color, green.
Okay. We can buy them at Walmart green for Christmas. Same ones are available in orange. Okay, so here's what the lesson in the book says. I'll just give it to you quickly. Nobody wants to steal a damaged extension cord. They only want a good one, right? The only reason that they liked yours was better than the one they have, okay? Or maybe they don't have one. So what you do is you take black electrical tape, you know, like you're going to tape up a connection, and you put it 4, 5, 6 places along the extension cord, on the ends, in the middle. It's like you're fixing it, okay? Not that it's damaged, but it looks like it was. Nobody will take your extension cord if you put black tape on it. You know, you wrap it around a few times as if there's a repair underneath the black tape. We'll be right back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride. According to Mexican President López Obrador, a number of Biden administration policies are getting out of hand. The Mexican president says U.S. gas prices are too high, and his country has been saving oil to export to the United States since the energy crisis started. Additionally, the Mexican president slammed the state of the U.S.-Mexico border. The U.N. has called it the most dangerous border in the world. As inflation is now costing Americans hundreds of extra dollars every month, economist David Ragland on Fox Now.
The inflation that we're facing, as we all know, is a combination of two things, not enough supply and too much demand. So it's going to be hot for a while.
Billionaire Bill Gates has pledged to give away his wealth. He says he's putting his money into the Gates Foundation to boost its spending from $6 billion a year to $9 billion by 2026. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
A former CIA software engineer has been convicted of leaking classified information to whistleblowing websites like WikiLeaks, in one of the biggest such thefts in the United States spy agency's history. 33-year-old Joshua Schulte was convicted on Wednesday by jurors in a Manhattan federal court on 8 espionage charges and 1 obstruction charge over the Vault 7 leak. Vault 7 was a collection of malware, viruses, trojans, and zero-day exploits. As Americans are shocked at how fast and how high inflation has attacked our wallets, Democrats took the time yesterday to remind Americans what the Democrats are all about. Representative Jason Crow from Colorado reiterates the Mexico border is perfectly safe and that the Democrats are the party of law.
The bottom line is that the Democratic Party and the House Democratic Caucus is the party of national security in the 21st century. We are the party that's dedicated to rule of law, to affirming our connection with our allies, to addressing the largest national security threat facing our planet and our country, that is climate change, which is both a threat multiplier and a threat magnifier, and dedicated to doing this in the right way. So when we pass the National Defense Authorization Act this week, we have a couple of really important goals. One is we have to keep faith with our servicemen and women, and we have to address climate change and the various threats that we face.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I can't believe what I just heard on the radio. This radio. I just heard during the news that Democrats, I'm paraphrasing, are the party of rule of law. Really? They're the party of rule of law? They're letting criminals off without even bail. The party of national security, the border's wide open. And they say the border's safe? Really? Just ask a Texas rancher if the border is safe. So, Arjun, is that clear what I said about the extension cord and how you can keep someone from stealing your extension cord by making it look like it really is not worth stealing by wrapping electrical tape as if you've repaired it? And I'm not talking about, you know, doing a neat job. It can look like you were in a hurry when you did it. Is that clear?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's one lesson at 5 Minute University. Another lesson is how to prevent people from coming into your house. Now, generally speaking, it's my opinion that the people who would break into your house know who you are. They may not be your friends, but they've seen you, okay? They live in the area. So you and I were talking about a handgun before and magazines. Do you have a handgun? Okay, and can you tell me, is it a pistol or a revolver?
Yeah, it's a Glock, and it's like a...
Yeah, I know what it is.
It's like a .380,
Okay, so you have a 9mm short, which is a .380, so you have a Glock. Okay, so, and I believe I used to have property in West Virginia in a mountain, and... in order to deter people from bothering me, I'd walk around with my handgun on my hip. Now, you can check your area, but I believe you can open carry no problem on your property. But check that out. Verify it. Don't believe, you know, that I think that it's true. But verify that you can carry open. So if you're sitting on your front porch, you're mowing the lawn, you have your Glock on your hip. Okay, you don't want to brandish it. You don't want to point it around. You just have it on your hip. And people will see that and they'll say, that guy carries a gun. Probably we should go someplace else, okay, to burglarize. Another thing you do is, have you been to the range where you've shot your Glock?
Yes.
Okay. Do you take your spent cartridges with you, the empty cartridges? Do you take them back home with you?
Yes. I got some of them back also. I have 4 or 5 of them back. I got.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Always clean up your ammunition. Okay. Always, for many reasons. One is your fingerprints are on it. Okay. So if someone wanted to put your fingerprints at a crime scene, they'd have an easy way of doing that, right?
Oh, well, I know. That's a very, very good point here.
That's in the book, okay? So always pick up all your ammunition. Always. Now, if you had spent cases, what you could do is put a few of them around your front door. Now, when people come to your front door, they always look at the, you know, if you have a welcome mat, they always look down. Everybody looks down when they come to the front door. Just put a couple of them right there, you know, on the left side, where your left foot would be. When you go to the front door, okay? They'll see them and they'll say, I think the guy who lives here is crazy. There's spent cartridges on the front steps or the front door. He must be shooting that gun off his front porch. You with me?
Yes.
Okay. And... And so that would be a deterrent. Now, we had a place in a cabin in the mountains, in the middle of nowhere, on top of a mountain in Monroe County, West Virginia. And it was broken into. We'd go there once a week and work on it. And there was a time that we missed a couple of weeks, and someone broke the window and went in, didn't take anything. So what I did was I took one of those, I carry a 45, so I took a spent 45 cartridge case, and I put a piece of thread on it and a scotch tape around it, and I taped it to the back door window, about where you'd look if you were going to open the, you know, turn the doorknob. And I put a 3x5 index card on there, and I said, the next one is for you. And I taped that on the inside of the glass. So I let them know that if they ever came into my house again or my cabin, I'd shoot them. That's what the message said. It said the next one is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was a deterrent. Now, if the male gal or the male guy comes by and they drop mail off, if you have mail coming into, if you've got a mailbox at your front door, you'll probably get reported and the police will probably say, well, what's up with this? But if you leave a few cartridges, you can say, well, geez, I didn't realize I had a hole in my pocket. So that's tip number two, lesson number two from the book. And the third is talk radio. Now, talk radio, if you have an AM radio station that has lots of talk on it, or if you want to use GCN, if you can do it without having your computer running, so someone, you don't want somebody to steal your computer if it's running. But if you have talk radio, like an inexpensive radio playing in the background, not music, talk. People coming to the house, when they get close to it, will hear the sounds of people's voices. Now, most people don't leave the radio on when they're not home. And the sound of voices sounds like somebody's in the house. So for two reasons, that would be a deterrent. And you can leave that running 24 hours a day while you're not there. Another thing is, if you have a television, and you leave the television on to an over-the-air television program in a front room where you can't really see the television, but you would see the blue flickering light through the window from outside, that's also another deterrent. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And all of those work. As a matter of fact, we used to have an advertiser at USA Prepares. Actually, it was a Genesis Communications Network advertiser. And they had this fake TV light. So it was this little module about the size of a coffee cup, and you'd set it on your desk, and it was LEDs, and you could just aim it at the wall, and it had the blue and the green and the yellow and the red and the white flickering lights, and it looked like there's a TV running in that room. And it was just this little, it was maybe $20, and had a little wall transformer, and it just projected the moving lights, the flickering lights, as if a TV were on in that room. But you can, that is not a sponsor that's any, it's on the air with us anymore. It hasn't been for years. But you can do the same thing with the television. So those are my thoughts. Mm-hmm. Kathy, do you have any comments?
Vince, some of those were really good. The cartridges, I never would have thought that, to take them. That never crossed my mind. That's a great thought. The only other thing that I was going to add, Vince, is I don't know if Arjun has deadbolts, good deadbolts, and I don't know if you recommend, like, lights on a timer, like, where they would come on, like, maybe one in the bedroom come on randomly at night or during the day or, I mean, you know, early evening or something. The other thing that we do is we have a big dog. We leave a dog bowl outside. They've got a big dog in there. And my sister-in-law, she was widowed, and I don't even know if they still make them. But there was, it was called an electronic barking dog. And it actually sounded like a dog as you walked up to the door. And it came on, as long as somebody was standing there, it would like pause a little bit like a regular dog would. And then it would bark. It sounded like a Doberman, it was really like something like that. But that's the only other thing that I could think of, Vince.
You know, Kathy, I love it. I love those suggestions. I believe Arjun said that he had a timer with lights on it. So I think he's taking care of that. But the dog bowl is a great one, you know, with water in it. And the electronic barking dog, that sounds great. We don't have an electronic barking dog, but we have the real thing. And they actually, they bark. As a matter of fact, sometimes it's a problem for me when I'm on the air and they see something. They see a deer or a cow walks by the window. They let us know, and you can hear that on the air. But I really like the if you don't have a dog, the electronic barking dog with the proximity detector, infrared motion detector, heat sensor, however they fire up, that is a great, great idea. Arjun, what are your thoughts?
Well, Well, actually, I was thinking these are great suggestions, you know, like, and I will actually look into buying, like, these different options, you know, like, these different things that Kathy suggested, you suggested. Now, I was thinking that, like, this could be, like, see, the things that, like, I think, like, people who would have done this thing, like, they took the extension cord, they took also the wire that actually connects to that, like, timing light. So they took that wire as well, and they did it outside. So the thing is that, like, I was thinking that, like, they might have observed me that, like, if I'm not in the house, that means if there is no car in the house, that means that I'm not in the house. So they would have observed this thing. Now, I was thinking that, like, if I'm not in the house in future, and I was actually gone for a week, so they would have observed this thing as well. And, you know, like, I shut off my light. So that means that, like, only solar lights, some of the solar lights I have outside on the stairs that will come on, you know, like, but you know, like, not much light outside, like, the house was, like, completely blacked out, you know, and everything. So, I mean, like, so with that, they would have determined that, like, there is no one in the house and they can actually come and steal in the evening time. But I'm actually, the truth is that, like, I'm a little bit, terrorized by this thing, you know. It's like this thing actually happened for the first time, and I was thinking that, like, could like the guys who actually would have done this, could they be planning that, like, we steal a little bit in the beginning and in the next go we steal more from the house if I'm not in the house, you know?
That's possible. And when I was at the university. I'm glad this is a statute of limitations. When I was at the university, we had a problem with people going into a room that we didn't want them to go into. So we put a sign on the door that said biohazard. And it stopped it. And just a little sign. It was one of those, you know, those like name tag signs that are not tag, but they're plastic and they're, let's say, wood grain. This is back in the 70s, so it's like a wood grain, probably 2 inches by maybe, or 2.5 inches by 8 inches long, and have a person's name on it. You know, it might have Arjun or Vincent or Kathy or that kind of thing. Well, we have one of those that said biohazard. Put that on the door so it looked official. Nobody came in. So you might want to just get a printer, you know, your printer, and just get a logo for biohazard and just put it on the inside of the glass where people come in the door, front door, back door, side door, biohazard or COVID warning. That's it. That might do it all by itself. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us in Ohio, and Arjun is asking some questions about theft. So, Arjun, you could put a small sign that looks official on the inside of the glass of the front door and the back door, and if you have a side door, on the side door as well. It says biohazard, or it could say, you know, with a logo for the biohazard. You could have one that says COVID-19 warning. Instead, you could put a sign on there that says nothing in here worth dying for. Those are all you know, things that, and so, or you can just drop a few cartridge empty cases right by the front door, the side door, the back door, wherever you think they're coming in, or by all three doors. And, of course, the electronic barking dog, the dog bowl, and the lights on a timer and the radio. I think all of those things will act as a deterrent. But this, Arjun, you are experiencing something. It's unnerving. It is unsettling. But unfortunately, it's going to get worse, in my opinion. I don't mean to be the bearer of frightening news, but as people become more and more desperate, they're going to steal more and more things. And unfortunately, if you have to leave the house, you can't call the police. I mean, back in the 1970s, people used to call the police and they'd say, "Listen, we're going to Florida for the week, and we'll be back. Would you mind driving by and, you know, just checking on the house and making sure everything's okay?" Those are the houses that seem to get burglarized.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Yeah. Because,
seriously.
Yeah. And you know, like, I've heard like a lot of stories. You know, like, you cannot trust like police that much. And I know, like, you know, like, I've seen like firsthand, you know, like those houses, you know, like, if you tell the police, the police will get those houses. Not paying like every police guy like that, but like most probably, you know, like, it will get robbed. So, you know, like, that's why they say like neither friendship nor being an enemy of police is good, you know. Just stay away from them, you know.
Okay. Did we address some of your concerns?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Kathy mentioned a deadbolt, and depending on your homeowner's insurance, if you have a deadbolt in addition to your regular doorknob lock, and you have a fire extinguisher, and you have smoke alarms, you can typically get about 10% discount on your homeowner's insurance. So a deadbolt, you can buy keyed alike door locks with deadbolts on eBay for probably $15 a piece. So if you have a front door, back door, and a side door, for $45, you can get all the same key for the deadbolts and the door locks. So you have two locks on each door, the deadbolt and the doorknob lock, and three sets for about $45. And if you can, stainless steel is the best rather than the ones that look like brass. Now, I know it's not decorative. Brass looks better, but the stainless steel is stronger, and they last longer. So they're more durable. So those are my thoughts about that. Now, of course, you could have a burglar alarm, a proximity detector, a heat sensor, a motion detector, and, the alarm can go ringing. You could do all that as well. But that's all money. It's all money. The thing that's actually free is, drop three or four cartridge cases, at the door. That's free. And I would wipe them off so that your fingerprints aren't on them, and just leave a few at the doors. It worked for me. It absolutely worked for me. Arjun, is there anything else we can help you with?
No. That's pretty much it. Thank you very much, Vince, and thank you very much, Kathy.
Okay. Arjun, I thank you so much for your work on the website class. Arjun is an instructor. He escaped from what used to be known as the Garden State, New Jersey, and he escaped from there, bought his own property in rural West Virginia, and he is the poster man for doing that, taking the big leap, buying his own house, leaving the apartment, fixing it up, leaving the apartment to fix up his own house, and he's experiencing all the joys of home ownership. I applaud you, Arjun, seriously. Kathy's experienced it. I have, a lot of our class has, and Greg, who's on the line, he's got some comments as well. He's experienced it. So, Arjun, I'd like to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear Greg, and he's got some answers for security as well. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold. All right. Well, let's see. Let me ask you this. Would you rather listen on the radio or would you rather be on hold? Because Greg's going to be up next.
I can listen. I can listen and move.
Okay, very good. All right. Arjun, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much for being an instructor and being part of my extended family, USA Prepares.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Greg's up next, and we've got another call on the line, and we'll answer your call in just a minute. Jason is multitasking, and we'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements with Kathy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.